It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I did not. Okay? Not all about you. It's...
Oh, you had to start it while... Okay. So listen, folks, I'm sorry you had to hear that. Adriel and I have been fighting nonstop for the past 24 hours. And it was all because yesterday, apparently, I didn't realize this, but Adriel is a huge Naomi Watts fan, I guess. So we've had just a knockdown, drag-out fight. And I understand the argument that if you look at it carrying through and you look at some of the rolling worst days, is Naomi Watts a worse option than Joe Perry, right? Joe Perry was the worst for a long time. He was the worst number one. And no, I mean, I can't argue that. I can't argue that Naomi Watts is less of a star than Joe Perry. But I can say that Naomi Watts is 100% replaceable in her movies. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Okay? Sorry. All right. We're going to move on from yesterday. And we're just going to take a look at today. September 29th. It's a new day. Two more days left. 29th, 30th. And then we're through it. That's the way months work, specifically September. Today, honorable mentions. There are none. There are no honorable mentions. I guess we could say Cervantes, the novelist who wrote Don Quixote, who died back in the 1600s. Sure. Cervantes, maybe. That's it. That is it. For honorable mentions, and no, I take that back. Kevin Durant, okay, he's a really good basketball player right now. Indispensable, not at all. Okay, nope. You know what? I got far enough down the list. Throw a couple more at you. Gene Autry and Les Claypool, the bassist / lead singer of Primus, a band I just really don't like. So there you go. There are your honorable mentions. Not so honorable, but I decided to mention them anyway. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Let's jump into this. Number 3, Jerry Lee Lewis. Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire, folks. Jerry Lee Lewis, good piano player. Great piano player, some might say. Had really not the greatest... life and choices made therein, but from a pop culture standpoint, good musician. I'm not going to say much more about Jerry Lee. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move right on up the list. Number 2, Halsey. I'm a fan of Halsey. I like pretty much all of Halsey's music, which is to say I like Halsey's music. I say that because she basically has one song. Every song is pretty much the same song, let's be honest. But it's a good song. So if you can pull that off, more power to you. So yeah, I like Halsey. I will listen to Halsey when Halsey's on. I'm getting tired of saying Halsey already. It's a dumb name. Number one. The number one best, most influential, maybe not most influential, my favorite celebrity born on September 29th. I'm coming clean right there. My favorite celebrity. I know she's not the most influential. I know that she's not a Halsey. I know she's not a Jerry Lee Lewis. But she's still my favorite person born on September 29th, and that is Madeline Kahn. Ladies and gentlemen, Madeline Kahn is an icon in all of my favorite Mel Brooks movies, which seems like a pretty narrow cast, but man, I like a lot of Mel Brooks movies. Think about Blazing Saddles. Madeline Kahn does a lot there. Think about Young Frankenstein. Madeline Kahn basically carries the bulk of the weight of that picture. Madeline Kahn is one of my favorite actresses of all time. She can do no wrong in my book. So is there any chance that September 29th is going to be thrown aside by the likes of Janine Garofalo, Hillary Duff, and Naomi Watts. No, there's not a huge risk there. And this was a weak day, honestly. Halsey's good. I like Halsey's music. But all it took was Madeline Kahn. And listen, this isn't all about the big picture stuff. This is about what's right. And if you can look me dead in the eye and tell me that a world without Madeline Kahn would be okay, where's your goddamn soul? Where is your goddamn soul? I demand you go watch her role as Lily von Stupp. And you tell me that if that didn't exist, that this world would be okay. You heartless bastard. No. September 29th, you're fine. September 28th, you're still on the block. I'm sorry. You're still on the block. I'm nervous. One more day. Was I unduly influenced by Tressa when she came on the show? Was I unduly influenced? I don't know. But if you think I was, if you think that my judgment is in some way, shape, or form shaped by those around me, perhaps it is. But who among us does not draw influence from those around us? Who among us is not like a reed drifting side to side among the winds of our friends? That metaphor is a little thin. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't know. One more day. I won't feel great if Naomi Watts ends up being iconic as being responsible for September's worst birthday day. I mean, straight chalk, compare it to Joe Perry, compare it to Charlie Sheen's day. I don't feel great about it. I don't. But I can't dwell. I got to move on. There was a reason I was given this power / curse. And it's because I can set aside such petty qualms and quarrels within myself to do what must be done. So tomorrow we will find out who will it be. Will it be Naomi Watts, Hillary Duff, and Janine Garofalo carrying on this torch towards immortality and then potentially being unmade, which is kind of an immortality in a way it's unmortality, I guess. Or will it be September 30th slate of who knows what actors, actresses, sportswomen, musicians, who knows? We'll see. Tomorrow, come back, be here, be present. Hug your loved ones. Hold them close. And never forget that they could be taken away from you in an instant if they're born on the wrong fucking day. See you tomorrow. Stay fresh.